Cincinnati Edition, I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. In the studio with me is the Director of Marketing for Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated, Tricia Suit, here to talk about the holidays in downtown Cincinnati for 2012, the holidays in full swing now that Thanksgiving has passed. A lot happening in our fair city, and Tricia here to share and preview some of those activities with you. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
For folks who might not know, please tell us about Downtown Cincinnati, Inc. and exactly what it does.
Sure. Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated is a nonprofit business organization that works to make sure that the center city is seen as the heart of the region. My job in marketing is to make sure people know all the wonderful things you can do downtown, whether it's great places to eat and shop or fun places to go out and, you know, great events to bring the whole family to. That's sort of my angle. But we do a lot of work making sure that downtown is a safe and clean destination for all of our visitors.
And downtown really has been taking off everything from Fountain Square to the riverfront to Washington Park and over the Rhine. Amazing.
There's no shortage of things to do all year long, but especially during the holidays, it's just a great time to come downtown.
Well, let's talk about some of the events going on, because there's a lot going on between now and the end of the year. Of course, it all really kicked off at Fountain Square, and we'll begin at Fountain Square and spread out from there.
Yes.
You have what you call the Macy's Downtown Dazzle.
Macy's Downtown Dazzle. Which I think we're on our sixth year of doing that. And it's most people know it as the Repelling Santa.
Yes.
Santa is not content with the chimney anymore. He actually comes down the 525 Vine building. He rappels down there. There are fireworks after. Before, we usually have some local choirs performing just to kind of get the crowd warmed up. And it all takes place on Fountain Square. And then after Santa rappels, he goes inside and in Macy's and, you know, warms up a little bit. And then he visits with the kids. So it's a great place for families to come and enjoy Fountain Square and fireworks and all the lights downtown, and then they can visit with Santa. There's a story time with Mrs. Claus right after the fireworks. So if there's a long line for Santa, Mrs. Claus is there to help out. But it's really fun. I mean, it's such a great thing for kids to sit and listen to a story from Mrs. Claus and to sit and actually be able to tell Santa what they want and all these great traditions that we're happy to be a part of for so many families.
And all based around Fountain Square, and those dazzles happen on Saturdays, right?
On Saturdays, yes. We start 5:30, 5:45 with choirs, and Santa rappels around 6:30. And then if there's no wind or snow or other terrible weather, we have fireworks. And just it's a really fun and, kind of inventive way to enjoy Fountain Square and some of the Christmas traditions in a way you wouldn't expect. I think fireworks is kind of an unusual thing this time of year. So,
and to see the faces of the kids on the square, it's just amazing.
It's amazing. There are families who, even though the kids are a little older now, they still come down because they've done it for a few years and they don't want to miss it. It's become part of their tradition. So, and there's always new families coming down. And this year we have something new. Each week is themed a little bit differently. So, the one coming up December 1st is a kids' week. So that's more of a traditional,
get the kids excited about things.
Fireworks, Santa, balloon twisting and all that, when they're waiting in line to see Santa. December 8th, there's going to be a That's Entertainment theme where there'll be some in-store performances in Macy's. And then December 15th is a holiday fun with fashion. So
a lot of fun things are happening. You get the weekend carriage rides that are happening around Macy's Celebration Station going all around.
Right, and those are free. They get that right outside of Macy's at 5th and Race there. And it's sort of a big horse-drawn trolley. Again, free. Families can ride around downtown. It makes a nice little route up through, I think, Pyatt Park up there, which is beautifully lit. And it's just a great sort of Christmassy feeling. And it's a horse-drawn carriage. Maybe we'll get some snow, throughout December.
Not too much.
but really, it's a great wintry sort of activity for everybody to really, enjoy.
And another thing that's happening, and this goes throughout the holidays, is a piece of Rookwood pottery commemorative art, tile for 2012 that ties in with the 80th anniversary of the Taft Museum.
Yes, it's a wonderful way of tying together two great Cincinnati artistic traditions, which is Rookwood and the Taft Museum, and also Mariah Longworth, who started Rookwood, was Nicholas Longworth's granddaughter, and he lived in the Taft Museum. So it all comes together, and we thought this was a really good way to celebrate the Taft's 80th anniversary with doing one of the tiles, and it's beautiful. We've done these every year for the past, I think, 7 years. They are for sale exclusively at the Downtown Macy's, and they sell out every year. So,
yeah, limited supply.
Limited supply. So you may want to start your Christmas shopping. If you haven't already, you may want to start it today and head down there because they went on sale at midnight on Thanksgiving. So,
As you say, go fast. And you brought one along and just a beautiful 6x6 tile with it almost amazingly looks like a photograph on the tile.
Yeah. And it's, again, the color, it's that great Rookwood color and the attention to detail. And there will be an artist signing later in December. That'll be on the website. So so if you want to talk to the artist and have your tile signed, what a great gift for somebody who really loves Cincinnati history and architecture and art. It's just a perfect gift.
Oh, very unique and Cincinnati-centric, shall we say.
And there will be, they have sold the all of the tiles. There's a limited edition set of all of the tiles that will also be available at Macy's. So if you haven't started your collection, you can kind of backtrack and get all of them and then get the new one too.
Catch up with
things. Yes.
Well, it's not all about just going out and shopping. There also is a number of events going on for causes. A gift wrap for a cause with the SPCA that's coming up on December, the Saturdays in December,
Eighth
and 15th.
They're in Crewe Tower right by Hunt Club Clothier, and they are a great partner with SPCA for this. So, and we're happy to have them. They bring some pets out who need new homes for the holidays, and they will gift wrap your purchases, and you can, visit with the pets, maybe take one home, but get your gifts wrapped and spend some time and know that your money there, they accept donations, is going to a really great cause, and we're thrilled to be able to help them out at this time of year.
Something that is brand new coming up on Thursday, December 20th, last-minute shopping just for men. Now, why just for men?
Well, it has been my experience that men tend to wait until the last minute to shop for everything, particularly Christmas. And we thought if we could make it kind of a fun event where they could go into Saks or Brooks Brothers and maybe get a little bit of expert help on what to get some of the people on their list and maybe have a drink or two and be with some friends. It might be a little less intimidating to go into some of these stores and figure out what to buy and just kind of make it a fun event. And again, men do tend to wait till last minute. So, we thought let's take advantage of that. Let's let them have some fun with this. Come downtown, maybe have a little happy hour, do your shopping, and be all finished well before Christmas. I mean, this is the Thursday before, so it's possible that I say last minute, but that it's probably early for some men who will be out Christmas Eve day.
If not Christmas
shopping.
Eve
itself, too. Yeah, so. Christmas, wondering what times the stores close.
And we only have a moment left, but that kind of ties into I'm not really sure what to do, the downtown gift card.
Yes, the downtown gift card is available online and at the DCI office, but mostly easier to get online. And you can use it at 140 locations around downtown over the Rhine and the Banks. So if somebody loves dining out, this is a great card. They can go to any number of restaurants and use it. There's a full list on our website. You can use it in stores, small retail stores, local independent stores if you want to go that route, which we fully support. You can use it in a lot of those. And it works just like a credit card.
And great for not only folks here in town, but to entice some visitors
right.
to come into town.
Right. I mean, yeah, and, what a great gift to give your out-of-town family, because when they come in town and they've got their gift card, you know exactly where to take them. And there's no shortage of places to take them when you have that card. So.
Well, great things happening in downtown Cincinnati. Glad you shared some of them with us, Tricia.
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Tricia Suit, the Director of Marketing for Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated. All the holidays happening in downtown Cincinnati are listed on the web. You can find a link there at wvxu.org. And ho, 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 happy holidays.